This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Kind of thing, a U.S. kind of thing, United States all together on the same page to say, look, this works out better for us. Not necessarily what happened in New Mexico last night. You know, what you had there in Albuquerque, and of course, we had a primary in Washington. But it was kind of good that we got a little bit of a mental break, and we had some fun with Dancing with the Stars. Listen who the big winner was. I have nothing in my head.
Dancing with the Stars picks the winner. It's down to Ginger Z, Niall DeMarco, and Paige Van Zandt during Tuesday's season 22 finale. First, host Tom Bergeron reveals the third runner-up, Ginger.
I'm so proud, and I'm so grateful for Val, and I'm so grateful for just the opportunity to be here.
So who gets the Mirror Ball trophy?
The winners and new champions of Dancing with the Stars are Niall and Tina!
The America's Next Top Model winner, who is deaf, had been wowing the audience and the judges the entire season.
This is such an amazing feeling. This whole thing has been so incredible because of this man. I owe everything to him.
Oh, DeMarco, you're too hot, huh? It was good fun. And so congratulations to the winning team, the mirrored ball and all that good stuff. I wonder if each gets a mirrored ball, do you know?
I do not know. I've never watched a show once in my life.
You never watched a show? You've never been inspired?
I've never watched a show once in my life. So.
Well, the girlfriend unit's liable to get you there, because next thing you know, then you're out to the dancing studio. You're taking lessons.
I took them as a child.
No, that's right.
I took them as a child, but no, we have multiple TVs in the house.
You did Cotillion?
No. I got a year of dance when I was a kid for free. So that's good.
That's good fun. I enjoyed it. I didn't do a cotillion or anything fancy like that, but
Walter Payton took a year of ballet, so I figured it would help me as well.
Yeah, I'm like Billy Crystal. I just did the kind of like what they call the white man overbite. You know, you just kind of put your top teeth down over your bottom lip, and it really works really cool when you got a, you know, kind of a strobe light effect. And because you look really cool when the strobe light effect is working. It's when they turn that off, man. It's like all of a sudden you're out of the shower and you're singing. You go, oh, my gosh, that sounds terrible. What am I doing?
I'll take your word for it.
Trust me. No, we ain't breaking into song here, let me tell you. Debbie Wasserman Schultz, and we've kind of been talking about this, so she's there's some discussion. Democrats, you know, want to find another chairwoman or chairperson to head the DNC, and so she's in some hot water and negotiating there. Of course, she's been such a pro-Clinton knight and Democratic Party head. I mean, she reminds me of Terry McAuliffe in a lot of ways. And, of course, Terry's in trouble with some, you know, possible election violations. But I love, you know, what do these guys do? Now, you gotta help me out here. Do they all go to, like, the same class or school? Is there something that you know, some kind of class? Of election obfuscation or something, because Democrats are really good, Republicans are lousy. I mean, you know, Dinesh D'Souza does something, he ends up in jail. He's, you know, he's out of circulation for a while. I mean, these guys, they just, you know, they can avoid this thing forever. You know,
I think part of the thing is that the news, you hear a lot more about it in the news when it's a Republican. They seem to just gloss over it when, you know, because Bill and Hillary shouldn't have anything to do with politics anymore at this rate.
But, what you think? Well, the only reason that you have them part of politics, because they still come up with some headlines, you know. It's like somebody talked about, you know, that Trump was a car wreck last night. It was one of the journalists talking about Trump's, you know, car wreck scenario and stuff. And I'm going, what are you talking about? What about the Clintons? I mean, they're, you know, one car wreck after another.
If the Clintons were Republican, how much, what are they talking about right now?
Oh, my gosh. You know what you just did? You just absolutely brain-bruised everybody that thought the Clintons could possibly be Republican. Why not? It's Bill Martinez. We're live at just about 5 after.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
You better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop.
Hey, we're back with you. America 6 minutes after the top of the hour. This is Bill Martinez coming at you live. For more information on the show, BillMartinezLive.com. You see that reiteration? It just makes it easy, and it just flows. BillMartinezLive.com. It is right there for you. You can find out how to follow us in over 280 markets now across these United States, even around the world via shortwave. So whatever gets you excited, including a smartphone. That's how smart they are nowadays. Well, with us right now, a retired DHS intelligence officer is blowing the whistle on the federal government's role in the Islamic terror threat. Are you ready for this? This is just so incredible. Philip Haney is with us right now. Philip Haney, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you?
Good morning, Bill. Good morning, everyone.
Hey, good to have you with us. What is going on here? I mean, it's just like right about the time when you think maybe you might be able to trust your government, you read and hear of something like this, and you go, gosh, who's minding the store?
Yeah, it's quite a remarkable period of history since 9/11 up until the present time. As an active-duty law enforcement officer who saw most, if not all, the major events since 9/11, to see them in real life, and I asked myself the same question many times. What is going on here?
Go ahead.
Well, I just documented everything that I saw. It's like a ship coming out of the fog. At first, you're not really quite sure if you see something, so you keep watching it. And then all of a sudden, like in Master and Commander, there's the French ship. And if you're not careful, it fires on you. And that's kind of what's been happening with us. This threat has been emerging out of the fog for quite some time. People with the skills like myself and my colleagues, subject matter experts in counterterrorism, we saw it. It's as though we had a radar. We could see it emerging out of the fog before it actually became visible. And we did our utmost to warn, you know, our superiors in the federal government. But in virtually every case, we were pushed out of the arena.
Yeah, because it didn't fit the agenda for whatever reason, and this just doesn't make sense. I mean, here we are under threat. And, of course, a lot of this, Philip, you know, as experts, I mean, you've studied Arabic culture and language while working as a scientist in the Middle East before you were hired as a founding member of the Department of Homeland Security back in 2003. So with your perspective and your background, you have this sense. You know, call it a sixth sense, if you might, when things are, you know, when we're being threatened. And so you sense something is wrong. And as you say, even though there's fog and it's not, you know, I understand, you know, we live in a world today where everything has to be, you know, interestingly, I say everything has to be empirical. And as soon as I say that, then I realize that it just depends on whose agenda you're running, because sometimes you got to have the evidence. Other times, if you're on the right side of the prevailing opinion, then that seems to rule the day. But for you, you were on the wrong side, so even your instincts were being thwarted because your supervisors, your bosses, were saying, "No, that's not what it is," right?
Well, yeah, because when you have empirical data that correlates with the prevailing narrative, then everything's fine. Mm-hmm. You know, you're reinforcing what the narrative is. However, if you have empirical data that contradicts the prevailing narrative, that's when the trouble starts. And that's how I came into an adversarial relationship with my own agency, because I insisted that this information, this empirical data, was fact-based and had been proven multiple times. For example, with the Holy Land Foundation trial, which was concluded in November of 2008, proving that American Muslim Brotherhood front groups had an irrefutable tie to financial support of Hamas. Mm-hmm. That's a fact proven in federal court by the Department of Justice. That means that subsequently, if you're going to conduct counterterrorism on a law enforcement basis, that you have to take those facts into account. Exactly. And develop your strategy and tactics based on those facts. Well, those facts were pushed out of our area of operation. They were considered discriminatory, inflammatory, stigmatizing, and violations of the civil rights and civil liberties of members of these Islamic organizations. Mm-hmm. So it got pushed out of the law enforcement arena, and counterterrorism became an exercise in engagement and dialogue and focus on maintaining the civil rights and civil liberties of these individuals and organizations.
Philip, I want to pull the curtain back here if we can, as much as you can. You know, in any kind of these situations like this, it's always top down. So I can't help but look to the White House, and I'm not trying to put a tinfoil hat on here, but, you know, you start talking Hamas and Muslim Brotherhood and this sort of thing and those ties, and then you go, oh, the president's brother, half-brother, is an avowed Muslim Brotherhood. I mean, he's a member. He's card-carrying. He's involved. Been in the White House, out of the White House, you know, repeatedly. Policies, you know, that you question. You go, okay, why are we so slow on the uptake here to handle these things? You know, much like you're saying, you know, the prevailing narrative was such that, no, this is, it's all peaceful, it's all good, and we've been embracing this evil from the top down, and anybody that goes against this that says, look at, you know, this is not consistent with the security of this country, which, you know, last time I checked, is the president's job one. And at every turn, again, I may be overstepping boundaries, and it's okay if you say, look at, I'd rather not go there. But it just seems that at every turn from this man's perspective, that the president has been greatly involved in this narrative.
Well, the government's policy became to designate the Muslim Brotherhood as a moderate buffer between, let's just say, America and the threat of terrorism. They chose to partner with the Muslim Brotherhood. They did it on the ground in the Middle East, in Egypt, in Tunisia, in Syria, in particular in Syria, as part of the opposition forces to Assad were members of the armed groups of the Muslim Brotherhood.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, we know what happened in Egypt, and we also know what happened in Libya. The February 17 brigade that was guarding the consulate that was taken over in Benghazi was a direct branch of the Muslim Brotherhood. That's in the foreign arena.
Mm-hmm.
In the domestic arena, it was virtually the same. The individuals that were the leaders of these designated groups from the Holy Land trial, clear back in November of 2008, with known affiliations to support of Hamas, were chosen as, for example, they were put on the Countering Violent Extremism Steering Committee in spring of 2010 to develop what became officially our policy, countering violent extremism. And then this same policy in the last few months has been publicly criticized by those very same Muslim individuals as being stigmatizing, ineffective, and discriminatory. So even I really can't figure out how it was that the administration chose these groups to develop a policy which in a few short years they turned around and openly renounced and openly criticized.
That's, you know, amazing.
A spectacular mystery.
Well, Philip Haney, we've got to go to break. Thank you for being with us. We've got more from Philip Haney on the other side of the break. He studied Arabic culture and language while working as a scientist at the Middle East before he was hired as a founding member of the Department of Homeland Security in 2003. This is Bill Martinez. It's just about 15 after the top of the hour right now.
Thousands of Americans are losing weight and feeling better with the 10-2-2 weight loss system from ILikeTheWayILook.com. Here is U.S. Army Sergeant Dave Myers.
Since I started taking the Nusina, I have lost over 12 pounds. I have a long military career, and it has caused some issues with my knees and my ankles over the years, and I have become accustomed to just being in pain with one of those areas. I can only attribute the way I feel to the Nusina because that's the only thing that's changed in my diet, and I am absolutely pain-free in knees and ankles, and it just feels great to be able to get out and run around and move pain-free again.
The Nusina Collagen Protein Shake is part of the 10-2-2 weight loss system from ILikeTheWayILook.com. Collagen feeds the joints, hair, and skin. It could help you lose weight, feel better, and look younger. Watch the video on ILikeTheWayILook.com and get the full story. They even offer free samples. Go to ILikeTheWayILook.com. ILikeTheWayILook.com.
Do you have dry hands or itchy, peeling skin? Are your cracked feet in need of a makeover for sandal season? Hi, my name is Diane Cook, the creator of B-Spa Hand and Foot Cream. B-Spa is all natural, 16% beeswax, marigold extract, and other essential oils and nutrients. B-Spa is great for exceptionally dry hands and feet, but B-Spa can be used anywhere on the body. I am sure you will see a difference overnight. B-Spa is the only cream you will ever need. The convenient 2.5-ounce size jar travels nicely and a little goes a long way. B-Spa Hand and Foot Cream costs $29.99. Use promotion code 101 for free shipping. Order B-Spa Hand and Foot Cream today at bespa.com. That's B-E-E-S-P-A.com. That's B-E-E-S-P-A.com.
You know, we've all heard about the health benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in the fatty tissues of fish? Bill Martinez Live recognizes this risk and offers IFOS-certified tested omega-3 fatty acids, EPA and DHA. Insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at BillMartinezLive.com, longevity, or call 855-305-8326.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using the computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site, 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly, certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis, 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly, certified computer repair experts, available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 The truth. The whole truth and nothing but the truth.
Attention, everyone. Everyone, this is an emergency broadcast. Please do not turn off your radio.
This is Bill Martinez live.
Hey, just the way you like me, fresh every day. Welcome back, America. 19 after the top of the hour. Our conversation with one Philip Haney continues. He's the author of the book, Say Something, Say Nothing. A Homeland Security Officer Exposes the Government's Submission to Jihad. I think, you know, this is why, Philip, that Donald Trump is resonating with America, because we know something smells like bad fish. It's been smelling like bad fish for a long time. And you were in the inner workings. You were one of the initial founders of the Department of Home Security. You saw this evolve, and you go there, and you're involved for all the right reasons to protect this country. And then suddenly you find yourself with handcuffs. You find yourself with policy that, you know, doesn't make sense. You know, the enemy is encroaching. They're all around. And people seem to be turning a blind eye to it and just leaving this country and its citizens vulnerable. And as you continue to bring this up to your bosses and your superiors, you know, they're pretty much, you know, marginalizing you and setting you aside. But nonetheless, I mean, you still spent, 8 years with the department?
Well, I was there from the founding in 2003 until I retired July 31st, 2015. So that's about 12 and a half.
12 years, yeah, exactly. Right? Okay, there it is. Yeah, that's the math. Okay, good. But anyway, so you suffered, you know, with this kind of situation. I mean, you're not allowed to come to the Ranger games and all that sort of thing because you're on the wrong side of the agenda that was being, you know, promoted. But, you know, this goes back to George Bush is what you cite in the book. And you talk about how the Bush administration stripped you and other frontline officers of their ability to define the threat. How did that come about?
Well, my first encounter with what became the prevailing narrative was in 2006. Mm-hmm. I wrote an article and posted it on Front Page Magazine. It's called Green Tide Rising, Hamas mm-hmm. Ascends. You might recall that Hamas had been elected to run the government in Gaza.
Yes.
So I wrote an analysis, what was, what is, and what will be. Then right after that, I took a training class that was run by CIA contractors. They said so publicly. They didn't. Mm-hmm. It wasn't a secret. So I gave them a copy of the article, thinking, of course, if anybody would be interested in this subject, they would be.
Yeah, exactly.
I was wrong.
Yeah.
I was wrong. They
what did they
it.
Do?
They assumed, without asking me, that I had access classified information. And that it was impossible for me to have written that article unless I did have access to classified information. So they turned me in to headquarters.
Uh-huh.
And I was investigated by one of my colleagues in internal affairs. We call it collateral duty. He was an officer two grades higher than me from another port, another airport. He came down and interviewed me, everybody in my horizontal, in other words, all my same level colleagues,
yeah,
and everybody in my vertical.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Mm-hmm. And after 11 months, I was exonerated. And one of the remarkable things about that whole encounter is that very same investigative officer and I broke a large case together a few years later. After I was exonerated.
What was that? And what was that? And what was that case? Yeah, what was that case?
That had to do with a group called Tablighi Jamaat.
Okay.
Tablighi Jamaat means party of promoters. There's between 75 and 125 million members globally. Outside of America, they're called the Army of Darkness. Mm-hmm. That's their name, because they're stealthy. And they travel in groups of 3, 4, and 5, and they come in and they go from mosque to mosque to mosque, encouraging the believers to become more Salafi, more pure in their expression of Islam. Mm-hmm. Well, I started noticing these people coming into my court in around 2006, about the same time as the Hamas article. Mm-hmm. And I started communicating with NTC, National Targeting Center in Washington. The long and short of it developed into a global level initiative. And I went to NTC to work on my own case. That was in 2011 and 2012. Well, this investigating officer and I broke one of the early major components of the case. So what started out as an investigation of me ironically turned into a major case, which eventually propelled me to the NTC, where I worked for two tours of duty.
Mm-hmm. Well, and then, again, how did the Bush administration, you know, play into this?
Well, that was during the Bush administration. And not only did they ask me about how I wrote the article, but they asked me what websites I looked at, why I was interested in this subject, how I described myself, what motivated me, how many foreign countries did I go to, mm-hmm. the kind of things you would expect if you were interviewing somebody for a visa, not a professional law enforcement officer. So mm-hmm. there, I've never really found out all the facts behind the story yet to this very day. Why they didn't just come and ask me in the first place? Mr. Haney, how did you come to these conclusions? Mm-hmm. Maybe you should come and work for us.
Yes, right, no, exactly.
That's not what happened.
Mm-hmm. They did get there, though. I mean, but meanwhile, they had to go through all this cloak and dagger stuff just to, you know, go through the process, because that's the way they roll, right?
Well, I guess that's part of the irony of the whole situation. Why not dispense with all the ceremony and just send me directly up to NTC? Why put me through all this trauma of being investigated for simply writing an article on a globally designated terrorist organization?
Yeah, because you're not supposed to be that smart, Philip. I mean, you're an outsider. They're the ones that have all the resources. They're supposed to know all this. And you've got the instinct and the ability to be able to look into this and with cleaner eyes, in so to speak. I mean, when you're driven by some other hidden agenda and you're blindly, you know, going about your business, then you have somebody with eyes wide open. You know, it makes them look bad, right?
Well, when I was a scientist working in the Middle East, an entomologist, I worked with farmers. I was a field mm-hmm. agricultural entomologist. I worked in the Islamic countries. I saw it up close and personal before mm-hmm. 9/11. So when 9/11 happened, it wasn't theoretical for me. And I signed up right away through my congressman, mm-hmm. Max Cleland of Georgia, and he mm-hmm. actually recommended for me to go to work with Tom Ridge at what was then called the Office of Homeland Security. I was in from the day one because I knew it wasn't theoretical for me.
Right.
And then
you'd seen it up close and personal, yeah?
Yes, it wasn't. It was real for me. Mm-hmm. This was unvarnished, real life. You know, nobody looking over their shoulder, not thinking they should modify their behavior so they don't get kicked out of the country. No, this was mm-hmm. pure, unadulterated cultural experience that I saw.
Well, Philip, people are going to read your book, and I mean, this, in some cases, I mean, you're thinking, well, this is the United States on one hand. How could we be so duped? I mean, is this, you know, fiction? Is this just, you know, kind of a mystery book? But, you know, because you even talk about the Obama administration, how they knew in advance of the Boston Marathon bombing, and then they go and launch an ongoing cover-up on behalf of a major ally. You know, break that down. We got about a minute and a half left here, maybe a minute, so...
Okay, well, the ISB, the Islamic Society of Boston, is the largest mosque in the northeast United States. It is a well-known front operation for the Muslim Brotherhood in the United States. There are probably at least 40 individuals affiliated with the ISB with what we call derogatory information. I put information on that network 4 years before the Boston bombing. Would you like to guess how many times those records were queried in the four-year period before the Boston bombing?
Probably zero. Yeah.
Yeah, and how many after? Zero.
Wow.
So what does that tell you about the level of investigation? Zero.
You know, and then meanwhile, you have a Secretary of State saying that we don't need any borders. You know, we've got this globalist mentality. Somehow we're supposed to all come together with all the nations of the world singing Kumbaya and somehow join our interests together, when it's clear that America's interests and the interests of the world at large, in some cases, particularly what you're reporting on here, Philip, are dichotomous. Philip Haney has been with us, original founder and participant with the Department of Homeland Security, all about his new book that will be linked on our website at BillMartinezLive.com. Thank you, Philip.
Are you married? Do you and your husband both have term life insurance? If you both don't, you should. You have a lot to protect. Call now, get a free quote for your husband, and while you're at it, get a quote for yourself too. Because you both need term life insurance. Call now. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. Rates are at all-time lows. We'll shop over 30 top-rated companies to get you the best possible rates. term life insurance. It's the perfect way to protect the quality of your family's lifestyle. You and your husband both need term life insurance, so call now for a free quote for the both of you. 800-915-9164, 800-915-9164, 800-915-9164.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Your program, your calls, your opinions. Bill Martinez, live.
This is going to be the best day of my life. My life. This is going to be the best day of my life. My life.
Join us online at BillMartinezLive.com.
Hey, we're online on your smartphone, Blog Talk Radio, over 280 markets across this country via WWCR, shortwave around the world. We're all over the place. And thank you for joining us. This is Bill Martinez, just about 28 minutes before the top of the hour. And I don't want you to get discouraged here. You know, we're here to, you know, really expose the truth of the situation. This still is the greatest country on the planet. But, you know, we've got to apprehend and be conscious and respectful of what we have here in this Democratic Republic. And Jennifer Burke is with us right now. I want to bring her on. She's the co-founder of Politistic and the editor-in-chief. She graduated from Texas A&M University, a certified teacher with 12 years experience in the classroom. And she got through all the therapy now, so she's all healed up and ready to go, right, Jen?
I try.
Yeah, well, the classroom battle zone, we know how that can be sometimes. So, but anyway, we appreciate you coming on. I didn't want, you know, we just had an expose about a former DHS employee exposing, you know, some of the agenda that's been taking place within the administration. And this is stuff that's brain bruising and brain damaging. We the people, because we go, wait a minute, you know, they're supposed to protect our national security, our national interest. And they kind of turn a blind eye and they embrace this evil and just allow it to be on demonstration, not only domestically, but internationally as well. And you just you wonder, wait a minute, how crazy is this stuff? But at the end of the day, you still look at this great country of ours and you say, you know what? This is a great country. We got to get the right leaders and get our act together and deal with the truth and understand, you know, that there are, you know, there are agendas out there in this information age. And we've got to be able to proffer that information in such a way so we know that, you know, if you've got a source that is treating you like mushrooms, as they say, then, you know, be aware that that's what they're doing, whether it's Google or Facebook, right?
Right, right. We definitely have to be aware, because goodness knows the left, you know, the left spent a long time. The battle of the left to take over the culture and the country and shift it away from anything that the founders intended when they founded this country didn't happen overnight. Mm-hmm. They were tenacious in what they did. And part of how they did it was in taking over the educational system, and then they've taken over the entertainment industry. I mean, both those areas are far, far different than they were, you know, even, 60, 70 years ago.
Exactly.
And I would count now, you know, and a lot of the social media and online activity is just as guilty of indoctrination as the left has been when it comes to education and entertainment, you know, in taking over the culture war. Mm-hmm. I mean, it really is incredible, and I think it's a testimony to the fact that conservatives cannot just lay down and give up and say, oh, well, you know, they won, because we're going to, you know, our next generation is really not going to even know the history of our country.
Exactly.
If places like Facebook and Google even had their way.
Mm-hmm. Well, they've had their way, you know, and Mark Zuckerberg, I mean, you know, hey, let's have an hour meeting. Let's bring some conservatives in and let's do the dance and try and do some damage control. Are you kidding me? You're so exposed on this deal. I mean, short of just apologizing up one side and down the other and changing the culture of Facebook, you know, how is that going to happen? I mean, this is so well indoctrinated. Their reindeer games, as I say, are so well established. Like, all of a sudden, somebody's going to do something different there. And Zuckerberg, who's been leading the way, and he's been real obvious with his political inclinations. So, you know, at this point, the market needs to be aware that, you know, they're juicing the system, and they will continue to do so, and because they're not journalists. That's really not their job, right?
Right, right. And it's beyond, with Facebook, it's beyond what happened as far as the trending stories. I mean, I don't know if you've noticed, but there has been many conservative or conservative pages. I mean, I know people whose conservative page has been completely shut down. They woke up one morning and their page had been taken down. Or conservatives who, I mean, we've experienced it ourselves, you know, gotten banned from being able to do anything on Facebook for anywhere from 24 hours to one of my friends had it happen for 2 weeks. And there's no explanation, and he can't. You know, it could be just a matter of some, you know, leftist that didn't like what you were posting on your page, reporting it to Facebook, and Facebook doesn't tell you anything. You just wake up one morning, and all of a sudden you can't access Facebook for 24, 48 hours, 2 weeks. Actually, I know a few people who had it happen for 30 days.
Wow.
And there have been a few articles written about this, mm-hmm. because it's happened so frequently. Actually, there's so many conservatives.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, and the thing is, Jennifer, you know, we talk about this, you know, this bit of noise that's going on, and let's not forget what the IRS did to the Tea Party, which I believe, even to this day, it affects the political process and the voice of the Tea Party. Though they've, you know, done their best to, you know, get around this stuff, I mean, the IRS has really done some serious damage to a voice and a conservative group like the Tea Party, because, you know, you look at administrative machinations and organization, the logistics that need to occur, and the IRS put a stick in the spokes big time to the Tea Party that I believe it still hasn't recovered. What is your sense of that?
Oh, I think you're right. I mean, you have, I forget the woman's name. There was this the one woman who owned the steel company. And, mm-hmm. you know, she said, I've been in business over 20 years. And after her involvement in the Tea Party and how vocal she became, almost every single government entity that could come in and want to audit her or ask her questions or whatever did.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
She was like, I have not had this happen in over 20 years. And I think they have done that, which is why it's infuriating when you hear Obama say things like what I heard him say something about, how protest is good or something. And I'm watching last night the things that were happening in Baltimore after the acquittal of Officer Nero.
Albuquerque.
That wasn't it. It was the Trump.
Yes, yeah. Albuquerque. Yeah.
And you know, I'm not a huge Trump supporter, but the man has a right to have a rally. And you have people throwing rocks and lighting things. And I turn to my husband, Matthew, and I say, you know, but the leftist media will describe them as mostly peaceful. And the Tea Party, I said, when did the Tea Party, because we were, that's where we got our start. I mean, we were both very involved in the early beginnings of the Tea Party movement. When did you ever see a fire lit or rocks thrown? But we were described as mostly violent. So it is, you know, dissent. They want to say, remember Hillary Clinton, it's patriotic to dissent at a protest or government, but except when the government is run by leftists, and then it's not. And, you know, you'll get called every name on the book, even on the Senate floor, by people like Harry Reid.
Exactly. Yeah, you can have dissent as long as your dissent goes along with their agenda. If it's outside of that parameter, you know, God forbid if it's a conservative dissent, because then you're really in trouble. And, of course, today the political process is being so infiltrated by George Soros' machinations, you know, purchasing, you know, a labor force of protesters, professional protesters who are coming in. And I think they're getting better than minimum wage now, too. So they're, you know, so they're happy to join in. And so they're misrepresenting not only the communities there in the particular case in New Mexico, because they said there were some people there, and they're still trying to, you know, cipher all that stuff out. Same thing like what happened in Baltimore that will happen anytime there is a good crisis available. With less than a minute here, Jennifer, you know, unravel if you can, or just summarize the Google situation. We talked about Facebook.
Right. Yeah, with Google, Google has always, always done things that are highly questionable. They can't even salute America on the 4th of July. They'll have a tiny little flag if you're lucky. But recently they honored a woman named, I forget her name, I'm looking for it right now, Yuri Kochiyama, who basically praised every single dictator in world history, including Osama bin Laden. She thanked Islam for Osama bin Laden because she said America's greed, aggressiveness, and self-righteous arrogance must be stopped.
Yeah.
And Google.
Well, Jennifer, we're out of time. But you know, hey, look at readers. You need to be aware. Jennifer Burke, co-founder of Politisic and editor in chief on Bill Martinez Live. Thank you, Jennifer.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
This report is brought to you by Dreft. Spring is here. Temperatures are on the rise, and after a long winter indoors, parents and their little ones are spending more time outside. The spring season brings more allergens to the air, and rising temperatures can trigger skin irritations. With all this in mind, it's important that parents seek out solutions that are gentle on babies' sensitive skin. Dr. Diane Hess, pediatrician and medical director of Gramercy Pediatrics.
As both a pediatrician and a mother, I know just how sensitive a baby's skin can be. Since clothes are in direct contact with the baby's skin, I always suggest parents to wash clothes with a specially formulated product like Dreft. It's gentle and hypoallergenic on baby's skin, and it comes with a scent that I love, and it remains safe for babies.
Dreft detergent is the number one choice of pediatricians and has been trusted by moms for 80 years to make their baby's fabrics feel clean and soft. For more tips, visit www.dreft.com. That's www.dreft.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
You know, you've been hearing about Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients keeping the body healthy. Bill Martinez Live now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 ORAC points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 855-305-8326 or BillMartinezLive.com. Longevity, that's 855-305-8326.
All right, listen up, because this is the most important thing you're going to hear all day. What if I said you could make money flipping houses without any cash, credit, or manual labor? And what if I said you could do it part-time from the comfort of your home? Sound unflippin' believable? Hi, I'm Preston Neely, and I'm going to prove it by sending you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It sells online for $19.95, but I'm giving away free copies this week. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-959-9582. I used to be so broke, I had my electricity shut off 9 times. But I figured out a simple way to make money flipping houses without even breaking a sweat. Now I'm living the good life, and so should you. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. Hands down, it's the fastest, easiest way to get started in real estate. Let me prove it. Call right now to find out how to get your free book. When they're gone, they're gone. Call 1-800-959-9582. 1-800-959-9582.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Getting America back on track.
The face of the nation.
You guys crack me up.
Bill Martinez live.
You ready? Ready?
Welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here. Just about 14 minutes before the top of the hour. As always, for more information on the show, BillMartinezLive.com. And if you want to drop me a line, we'd love to hear from you. Bill@BillMartinezLive.com. It is time for the one and only James Hurston, New York Times bestselling author, commentator, media analyst, law professor. He's admitted to practice in the U.S. Supreme Court and has made several appearances there on various landmark decisions. James, how are we doing, buddy?
Fantastic, Bill. How are you?
Hey, aloha. I'm in Maui. It can't be that bad, huh?
Oh, wow. No, that's the place to be. Well, just don't get island fever.
Oh, no, not at all. No, it's been a great visit.
Well, you're going to go island hopping, because that's what you do when you go to Maui.
Well, you know, actually, this time around, it's all about the daughter, so we're there visiting with her, you know, here, and then we'll actually island hop next time in August. We go back to Kauai for our usual annual pilgrimage, and then but that'll be about the time the baby's due, so then we'll have to island hop to Oahu because there's a little bit of complication with the baby, and so he's going to have to come by way of Oahu. So,
wonderful news.
That's the way that's going to work.
State of Hawaii
so we're doing.
The state of Hawaii is getting another conservative voter.
Oh, without a doubt. Yeah, because that's the way it happened between both sets of grandparents. And it's like, okay, Jackson, you know, we got to raise you in the way you should go here. And it's with a conservative bent. I know you're going to be very technologically savvy, but you don't want to be a technological knucklehead like the one that owns and developed Facebook, so to speak. I mean, talk about a little crisis management and damage control he's trying to affect, huh?
Yeah, actually, it's a very interesting situation, and I don't think anyone has pointed this out, at least until I released my article. You know, Mark Zuckerberg, this huge supporter of everything left, left-wing causes, open borders, Barack Obama, Hillary Clinton, you name it, and, you know, he got caught. A former employee of Facebook essentially blew the whistle that they have a thing called trending topics. And on Twitter, that's an automated thing. And in Facebook, it's partially automated using an algorithm. But there are real staffers who essentially act as editors. They write titles, they curate, they pick stories. And it turned out that they were killing conservative posters. And they were elevating left-wing stories. And so that came out. So he immediately, his damage control is twofold. One, he held a meeting. This is amazing. This meeting reportedly lasted 1 hour. I called it the high-tech version of a beer summit because it's right out of a politician's playbook. They had 17 people there. Some of the names your listeners will know, others they won't. But the biggest names were Dana Perino, Glenn Beck, Tucker Carlson, former Senator Jim DeMint, S.C. Cupp, Mary Catherine Hamm, and on and on. And these are generally people associated with some kind of media and have a level of stardom, if you will. And so the purpose of the meeting, according to Zuckerberg, was to, you know, have a, these are his words, a direct conversation about what Facebook stands for. And obviously, Facebook is supposed to stand for this open platform that is unfiltered, where the content is provided by the users, and they communicate and share with each other. It's not about conservative stars. It's not about hand-picked meetings with 17 people. And so this was bogus. This is pure PR. Yeah. How much substantive discussion can you have with 17 people and the top executives of Facebook in an hour? That is a joke.
Exactly.
But yeah. Here's what's interesting.
Yeah, you can't even get poo-poos and pee-pees out in an hour, James. you can't even get the appetizers out in an hour.
To prove how the other thing Zuckerberg is doing is launching an internal investigation. In other words, Facebook is investigating itself. Those are things we see in the political world when people want to obfuscate and cover up. And Facebook, after the meeting, the same people that have been accused of this stuff, in the same section of the Facebook page, trending topics, completely mischaracterized a tweet that Patricia Heaton had done, where she, pregnancy center had opened, and Patricia Heaton had congratulated them and said, "Celebrate life." And they put a headline on it, "Patricia Heaton posts," and they put these all in caps, "anti-abortion tweet," which she never said a word. Yeah. She never said the word abortion. She never said anything that was anti-anything. It was pro-life, yes, but that was exactly the kind of thing that Facebook supposedly is launching an investigation, and it's really a simple thing. They want to correct this, get rid of the human error, and make it an automated trending topics like Twitter is, get rid of the editors, and especially quit hiring radical left-wingers. And that might help.
Yeah, that's not going to. It's not going to happen.
But they
that's ridiculous.
Brand.
It's not. Yeah.
In my opinion, and here's what they could have done. You want to meet with conservatives? Facebook has a ton of conservative people who post every day, and they have a technology called Facebook Live, and they could have gathered them together in an open manner, right there. You know, in a virtual meeting, they could handpick them, whatever. But they would be the individuals who use Facebook. Instead, they block out the press and do this, what is like a photo op deal. And you know that Glenn Beck, shamefully, Tucker Carlson said Glenn Beck acted like he was trying to become Zuckerberg's manservant.
I heard that.
Mark Zuckerberg. That is sad to me.
Well, James, I think, you know, look at the readers and those associated with Facebook need to be aware. They've lost their credibility. Their brand has been damaged, and you got to see them for what they are. I mean, you don't make a cultural shift like this. And the way it's being presented, it's not even... Well, he's being honest to himself, but he's not being honest to us and saying, hey, look, we didn't monitor this right. We're really going to make these changes, like you say, get the calculus out of it, just let it, you know, play its own. But then on the heels of all this, then, you know, you come up with the Patricia Heaton thing and they feel justified. Okay, so anybody, you know, involved and associated with Facebook, you know where they're coming from. It's left-leaning and a story. And he's not going to give up that, you know, that place in the political world any more than a senator wants to give up his spot at the cocktail parties on the Beltway. And, sure. You know, he's moving and grooving with, you know, he thinks the world shakers and the people that are changing things. And here he is. I mean, as a globalist, he's made it clear he doesn't want borders. Okay, so, you know, people just need to wise up and understand who they're dealing with. And, you know, I'm not saying don't use Facebook, but you got to be aware of what it is you're dealing with here.
Absolutely. And Mark Zuckerberg needs to think about two words, and the two words are MySpace.
Yeah.
Because MySpace was the hot social media platform long before Facebook, and people thought it would never reach its demise, and Rupert Murdoch bought it, and it just faded away. And Facebook mm-hmm. can fade away too.
Yeah. Well, and this might be an option for another platform that's more fair-minded, that's going to, you know, maintain some credibility here and be able to offer the people at large. I'm not saying, you know, we talked about this earlier, that, yeah, you know, there could be a potential rise of a conservative, you know, Facebook, you know, type of program. But I like the idea of being able to have an open platform for all the good reasons that come along with it, that there could truly be an open discussion about these issues. And because we need to hammer these things out. They're all part of the cultural war in which we're facing today. And James, I got to tell you, I mean, in Hawaii, in Maui, we got into a deep conversation about some of these things that are happening on the mainland, on the culture, and some of the white, they go, "Brother, them people over there, they're crazy." And I you know, "We glad you there, we here." You know, they think we're nuts on the mainland, and we're kind of like part of the human zoo that they're observing, because they can't believe some of the stuff culturally that's occurring here. But, you know, they can kind of have that conversation, because nobody's going to tell a big Samoan what he should be thinking.
Well, that's for sure.
You know.
Yeah, I mean, and Samoans probably, when they look at the debate about who uses the bathroom,
exactly.
The president's directive towards elementary school kids, all of these things, where they always talk about being 30,000 miles up and looking down, you can see how crazy we really are as a culture. But that sometimes you get away and you go somewhere like an island and you look at the mainland and you feel the same way.
Yeah, you're glad you're on the island, that you're not associated with those knuckleheads over there that are so open-minded, their brains are falling out. James Hurston has been with us. James, good stuff. I love the article, "Zuckerberg Must Do More to Repair Damaged Facebook." And we'll have to wait and see. I mean, this almost sounds like a Lois Lerner. For some reason, I keep waiting for her to pop up out of it, because it is the same model and format that he's following as she did. Hurston is the New York Times best-selling author, commentator, media analyst, and law professor. Thank you, James.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Purchase a ProPure system during the crazy May sale and get a free ProMax shower filter or water filter pitcher. Remove up to 200 contaminants with the Pro 1G 2.0 truly cleanable, reusable filter. We don't stretch our claims, we just deliver performance. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Would you like to receive $250 to $1,000 cash per day? Go to richmoneyrich.com. No website, no selling, no explaining. Just take these simple two steps and go to richmoneyrich.com. You can be generating cash in the next 24 hours simply using this system. Good news is, it runs on 100% autopilot, and you don't need any experience to get started. It's easy. Get your share of easy riches and go to richmoneyrich.com. That's richmoneyrich.com. Go now. Brought to you by the Conservative Investor. Current returns not indicative of future results.